spring. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. I have news today from 1904. Under Stehekin news, it seems there are other animals besides human beings that like Christmas turkey. A few nights ago, about 1 a.m., a big rumpus was heard among J.E. Merritt's turkeys. J.E., clad in nothing much but a frown, and with shooting iron in hand, rushed frantically to the turkey roost to find a fine gobbler in the snow flopping his last flop. With his head and neck skinned and badly chewed and one leg broken, whatever it was must have been badly scared to leave the turkey, for he made clean leaps in the foot of new snow of from 10 to 12 feet. Ed thinks he may be running yet. Colonel J. Robert Moore reported improvements to his hotel at Moore's Point, a stone ice house, a stone root cellar, and a stone dairy house, and he proved up on his homestead at Moore's Point. In February, following the report of a Chelan Council meeting, the editor recommended that the Council lower their sights and turn their attentions to the little things the citizens want, such as building sidewalks, improving the streets, planting shade trees, and curtailing the liberties of the town cow. Emmy Field, now serving his second term in the legislature, is the leading candidate for lieutenant governor. In April, from Bear Creek News, the snow is still over 3 feet deep, and when a person makes a misstep, it seems to be nearly six. And then it said, if a druggist has no conscience, he usually has something that he considers just as good. In May, a sidewalk is being built around Charles Wooden property at the corner of Wooden Avenue and Navarre Street. There was a report of a bad accident while the Hines Ferry was crossing the Columbia. It was believed to be caused by the apron of the boat getting caught in the current. Several teams and wagons went into the river. The ferry, badly battered, was caught near Wenatchee. In September, 2 years ago, C.A. Harris, while sawing in Gray's sawmill, broke his right leg between the ankle and knee. Saturday, while helping move a hog across the river, he got his foot caught between two bridge planks and broke his left leg near the ankle joint. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.